ce sont de jeunes gens qui ont fait alliance ensemble à la première nuit. Ils ont couché ensemble.
Welcome back to Dakota Midday. I'm Lori Walsh. Folk and traditional music holds solid footing in South Dakota. Up next, we're going to talk about Canadian traditional music. We've got our guest today is Olivier Dumas. Olivier, am I getting that name correct at all?
Exactly. It's good pronunciation.
It's close enough. Thanks for that. Welcome to Dakota Midday.
Thank you for having me.
And tell me how to pronounce the name of your band now.
The band is, the name is called Le Vent du Nord, the Wind from the North, and it's a folk music band from Quebec.
So you're calling Brookings, South Dakota, your home this week. Tell us what your impressions are of South Dakota now that you're here.
Yeah, we just arrived yesterday, and we met the people from the organization, from the Arts Council here, and they are super nice. So we had a great evening with them, and we can't wait to see the community, the kids, the elders, the audiences everywhere, because it's a program that we will reach pretty much everybody in town. So we're glad to be here.
So you'll be here for a week. Tell me a little bit about what kinds of activities come from, you know, having the opportunity to be somewhere that length of time. You know, what are the opportunities of being here that long?
Yeah, we it's a program called the Arts Midwest Arts World Fest. And we did that 2 years ago. It's in the nine states of the Midwest. So we spend a week in every city that we go in. And the game and the good thing about it, it's to reach the kids mainly, because we do lots of school shows, schools performance, workshops, music groups, and larger audience in auditoriums from kindergarten to grade 12 and college, university. So pretty much is to reach everybody in the community, lots of the kids, but also the elders, and of course a final concert on Friday to reach the general public. And it's to present music of part of the world that they won't know, which in this case is Quebec folk music, Quebec traditional music. So it's to bring them an experience of see some cultural differences that they will maybe might be interested at one point.
And how do the kids respond? Is it something that they think is entirely new? Some of the instruments they've heard before. You play the fiddle, is that right?
Yeah, exactly.
And there's guitar music and there's an accordion. So some of it they've heard. Is it a whole new sound for them?
Yes, it is, because it's a it's probably connected to some maybe Celtic music from Ireland that they will maybe know, but it's in a, played in a different way, because it's the second generation of Irish music that came in Quebec in the mid 19th century, and that after that time evolved with our people. So it's a different way to play it, different repertoire totally. And, of course, we sing in French, and we have instruments that they won't know, like the hurdy-gurdy or the bouzouki or the foot tapping. So it's pretty neat for them to for us to look at them, be so excited about knowing more instruments and a bit knowing more about this French community, this French not community, but we're 7 million in North America, so they will know more about us and know more about our tradition. So it's great to see them.
Let's talk about the foot tapping. You mentioned it, but it's a little more elaborate than that. So you're playing fiddle and doing percussion with your feet at the same time, right?
Yeah, it is. It's our traditional percussion. It's a pretty neat percussion, because it's a simple rhythmic, but it makes people go in kind of a trance, because the rhythm is always regular and very grounded percussion. And you can go on YouTube if you want to know more about the foot percussion that we can play in Le Vent du Nord and in our tradition in Quebec. And so I can, because I don't play the percussion with my hands, I can play the fiddle and sing in the same time. So it's pretty complete
but you're also
way to play music.
You're also classically trained and have some jazz background as well. Is that correct?
Yes. I came from a very classical family. My dad was a classical music lover, and he made us listen that when we were very young. But when we started to age a bit, teenager, I wanted to know more about our traditions. Hmm. And in 95, I was 18 years old, and we lost a referendum to be our own country in Quebec. And I was studying in music, studying jazz music and country music, and I realized I was learning some very great traditions, but traditions from United States, hmm. which is super, but I felt a little bit disconnected with this. And with the loss of the referendum, I said, I will just dedicate my life to our own tradition to see who we are and where we will go in the future. So that's why I dedicate my time to play fiddle from Quebec.
So the loss of that referendum really changed you as an artist then, your identity.
Of course. Yeah. It made totally my musical path. Hmm. And it's how can we say that? The music we play is related with our identity. And the music, traditional music, sometimes it's not maybe on the mainstream medias and mainstream radios, but it needs to be preserved a little bit like our identity in Quebec. Hmm. Because many North Americans don't know that there's a culture that lives in French, that eat in French and see movies in French and television and newspaper. And it's not just a group of people like a couple of villages. It's an old province itself that is French speaking. So it's for me, it's part of my music journey to make people discover about those people and this tradition.
So when you come to a place like South Dakota, you sing to the children in French lyrics. That obviously is a part of what you're still doing. What are you singing about? What are the stories that you're telling them in a language they can't yet understand?
Mm-hmm. First, the kids and the public at the end of the week when you will come to the show, there's no language barrier because we explain a little bit, and you'll be part of a show, of an experience, and you have to see it like something to discover more than listening all the lyrics. But the lyrics talks about basically some universal subjects, love, quest of searching the love, the one, being far away because they are at war. It's songs that were written many hundred years ago, but they are still very actual and very, you know, we don't feel that we sing the past necessarily. Of course we do, but we feel very connected with the reality of today by singing those songs. So it's a universal subject.
Olivier, thank you so much for coming and telling stories with us this week. We're going to put links to the full schedule up on our website after the show so people can and figure out when they can come and see you.
Thank you very much. Hope to see you Friday.
You were listening to Olivier Dumas. The book is called, the band is called Le Vent du Nord, And we'll put that link on after the show. That is our show for today. We hope that it served you, all our guests. I want to say thank you to Olivier, also to Randall Beck and Jill Cohn, also to our very own SDPB's Steve Zwemke, Gina Myros, and Charles McElray. Images of the Past is rescheduled for tomorrow. You can join us then to hear from Bill Hoskins. Also, we'll have stories from a new Frontline special called Children of Syria. We'll learn about the pine beetles and how they're affecting Black Hills tourism. And Victoria Wicks brings us a special segment on upcoming decisions from the United States Supreme Court that could clarify South Dakota abortion legislation. That is all ahead on Tuesday's Midday from all of us at South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Thanks for listening.